at Sky, we give you the best in gospel
and inspirational music. Plus artist interviews,
covering special events,
and your daily dose of the word. So tune in every day to Sky 99.5 FM
for your favorite music, messages, and more.
Inspire,
empower,
testify.
Welcome to it. It's your voice, the Christian Perspective, and Christian Speak Out. Your voice is important to us. How do you feel about family? How do you feel about injustice? How do you feel about religion? Join us weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. for the Christian Perspective. Have your say on the many issues that affect our daily lives. The Christian Perspective, only on Sky 99.5 FM. The questions I had was, do you believe in sowing seeds will bring great rewards? Well, the questions that producers have posed, and would God be angry if we do not donate and punish us? Do you see the church as a spiritual entity, or has it now become a business?
He says, hear my voice.
But there are a lot of pressing things, and one thing occurred over Saturday night into Sunday morning. And it seems that a couple people are disgruntled over the new lockdown measures.
I'm calling.
So we're going to talk about two things this morning. Or should we just talk about this? Okay, so you know what? Let's just stick to the script today. Maybe on Wednesday we'll talk about that.
So let your heart.
Of course, tomorrow's Testimony Tuesday. Wednesday's a winning Wednesday. Thursday's a What Trouble You Thursday. Friday's a Freedom Music Friday. That's how our week looks. Good morning. Let me say good morning to all my maxi taxi drivers, all my taxi drivers, bus drivers, truck drivers, all those of you in your private cars heading to work this morning. Good morning to you. Good morning to all the members of the protective services, police, army, air guard, coast guard, fire, prisons, security guards. Good morning to you. So I'm asking you the questions this morning. Do you really believe sowing of seeds bring great rewards? And would God be angry if we didn't donate and punish us? Do you believe that it affects your financial outcome? Now, sowing of seeds is different from tithes. I think we spoke about tithes already on this program. So we're talking about sowing seeds. Do you believe sowing seeds brings great rewards? Have you ever sown? I want you guys to call in and share of an experience where you sowed a seed and you got a great reward. Now, I think one of this came out of when I was sharing with my producer Carla's testimony of her sowing a seed and she getting a house. So the question I'm asking you this morning is, do you really believe sowing of seeds brings great rewards? And would God be very angry, or would he be angry if you did not donate and punish us? Do you see the church as a spiritual entity, or has it now become a business? Those are questions I'm asking you this morning on Your Voice, the Christian Perspective. And of course, you can call us up at 625-2759 and 624-7729. Text us up on the WhatsApp at 333-9950. Hello, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, morning.
Morning.
Morning, you hearing me?
Yeah. I'm surprised that you should talk about that sowing seed, because it's something that I was thinking about yesterday.
For real?
The whole thing that's going on right now.
Wow.
And I think it's just like any other principle. If you don't obey the principle, then there are consequences. It's just like brushing your teeth or bathing. Right? If you're given something that could work for you, mm-hmm. Right? If you choose to operate in it.
Right.
If you choose not to operate in it, well, then you wouldn't gain the benefits that they have to gain.
Right.
I don't think God will punish you for that. It's just something that he set in place for us.
Right.
Right, to function and for us to grow. Right, there are things in place for things to run a certain way.
Yeah.
So it's not that God will punish us. It's just that we even be able to maximize the things that come from sowing and reaping.
Yeah. Have you ever shared an experience of you sowing a seed and getting a reward as a result of that?
Oh, there are many instances. There are many instances. I can remember I was asking God for a particular thing, mm. Right? And it came to me in a dream, actually, right? That I should do this thing.
Right.
Right? I did the particular thing. Right, and some weeks after, All right, I got what I wanted.
Wow.
The thing is, sometimes we just look for things instantaneously. Now, sometimes that do happen, man. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that do happen, man. Sometimes you just get discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
When you do it, you don't get it instantly.
Right.
All right, but there are things that comes instantly, and there are things that you may have to wait for. I know it's all in God's plan and purpose, but at the end of the day, God wouldn't punish someone, right, if they don't. So,
right,
it's just the person wouldn't be able to benefit, like I said before, from that principle.
Right.
If it is, they choose not to, you understand? And there are a lot of principles besides sowing and reaping.
Right.
Right, that if we don't follow it, we might be able to maximize. And sometimes you see people benefiting, or maybe prosperous in life. Because most of the times, people is some principles that they operating in.
Right.
They understanding that they operating in. All right. So it's not that God punish us.
Okay.
It's just that we will be able to maximize that potential of that principle.
Of that principle. Thank you so much. What's your name?
I'm Dennis. Dennis is my name.
Dennis is your first time caller.
Yeah, to the station. Yes.
Oh wow. Welcome, 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 welcome. Good to have a first-time caller in this morning. Thank you so much for calling, Dennis, and don't be a stranger. Thank you so much
no
for sharing.
No problem. You may know me, you may not know me. I used to be a trainer. A trainer in Ogden.
Dennis? Yes! Get out the file this morning, boy.
How you doing?
I'm good. I can't, with this COVID thing, I keep begging and asking, when you'll open back the gym? But I know it was locked down for a while, and now it's going to continue to be locked down, so you won't be seeing me in a hurry.
And there's some other things that you can do, you know?
Yeah.
You're already locked down and stuff, so
But you guys used to motivate me plenty. So yeah, I miss you guys.
Yes.
Blessings to you, Dennis.
All right, enjoy it.
You too. Bye bye. Wow, that's my old trainer boy. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Carla.
Morning, love. How you doing?
I'm okay.
You're okay. I know.
Yes, I'm okay. Although it's raining about me.
It is. Oh, yeah, it is. When I left this morning, it was raining. Yep.
And when I didn't hear all that thunder.
Yeah. If I hear it again, I was like, Jesus, coming.
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear what you were speaking about this morning.
You didn't?
No, darling.
Oh, my. What a time. Anyway, at least my first caller was able to answer the question, so I know I'm doing my job. So we're talking about the sowing of seeds. And I'm asking the questions, do you really believe in sowing seeds brings great reward? Would God be angry? Or do you think he would, if you don't donate or sow seeds, do you see the church as a spiritual entity, or has it now become a business? You can take the volume down on your radio as well, love.
Yeah, I think I believe in sowing seeds.
You don't believe in it?
I don't believe in that.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I believe I could speak direct to God, and God could do what he has to do for me.
Right. Wow.
Yeah, that's my intake in that. I don't believe in sowing. And I believe that I don't mind even sowing seed, you know, but I believe that it come a business now. Every church want to sow a seed, and they want to tell you, and some of the churches want to tell you what to do. If you willingly want to sow a seed, nobody can tell you how much to give God or what to do or what you should do. But some of the churches want you to tell you what to do, and that is not right.
Right.
That come like a business they are doing.
Right.
But I don't believe in sowing seed. I believe in talking to the Lord for myself, a communion through prayers, and I can do what I have to do.
All right.
Good morning to the Sky family. This is Gina and Judith as usual.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say good morning to Miss Anne from Lahakata. She says she's a silent listener. She doesn't call the station. To Miss Anne and her son from Mova, Miss Meloni, Mistress and Mistress Emmanuel, all who is listening, Gina and Judith this morning. And to my special friend, Mr. Santa Cruz, he did call me this yesterday, and I spoke to my fellow wife, so I want to say good morning to you, Mr. Santa Cruz. And I want to send a birthday greeting to a very special lady, Mrs. Mrs. Spencer this morning.
Yeah.
She lives in Cocoa Reef, mm-hmm. and she will be 81 years today, and I want to wish her all the best for her birthday.
All right.
Coming from her husband, her children, and coming from Jean and Jeanette, mm-hmm. and coming from the Seventh Adventist Church in Cocoa Reef, that's her church, and to all who is listening, Jean and Jeanette, a pleasant good morning to each and everyone. Hold on a minute, Cara. Jeanette is waiting to speak to you. And I know COVID is rising, so sometime this week, I'll drop out a juice for you this weekend.
All right, my love.
Okay, then. Yeah, hold on. Good morning to the most beautiful woman in Port of Spain.
The most beautiful woman in Port of Spain. Good morning. Saying right back, same morning back
you're
to you.
Wonderful the, most, as usual.
The most beautiful woman in Dabbity.
You're talking that ugly Jeanette.
You're stop saying that.
Beautiful as ever, with that sweet, wonderful voice.
Thank
you. Cheer up everybody in the morning.
Oh, thank you, honey.
So Gina already answered the question, so mm-hmm. I will not go there.
Alrighty.
Yeah, I do not think Gene don't believe in sowing seed. Some church wants to tell them when they put a little $20 in sowing seed, they say, nah, we're looking for the blue one. So that business in truth as Gene speak. I believe I just get up in the morning and I speak to God direct. If
right.
God needs seed, to wait, Gina, wait. If to give it right now, give it right now. So mm-hmm. I believe it's to speak to God for myself.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, Carla, I want to say good morning to the Sky family, to Mr. Santa Cruz especially, and all who is listening, Gina Jeanette, Mr. and Mrs. Emmanuel, what Jean didn't call, and each and every one of who is listening to the Sky family. It's getting extended now. And you, Carla, reach home safely. Don't get wet. You know you can run. Reach home safely.
Have a good one, ladies.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good
Hi.
Morning.
Good morning, my darling. How are you doing this morning?
Hello.
Hi, good morning. You hearing me? Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi, Suzanne, you're live. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. I know my last two callers. Hello, you hearing me? Hello? Well, I know I heard my last two callers. I heard them good. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, morning.
Can you hear me?
Oh, my. The phones. I'll have to try to rectify this. All right, so we're at 441, I'm seeing. Return. What, 11? Is that 11 deaths? Throw up your hands. I'm trying to see it on, but I'm not seeing it clearly on CNC3, so... While I wait for my guys to come sort out the phone lines, it doesn't seem our text board is working either this morning. I don't know what's happening. The text board isn't working. Lines are giving problems. We had two good calls this morning. We started off really nice. But thank you so much, Dennis. Thank you so much, Gene and Jeanette, for calling in. I don't know what happened after you guys called, but God is good. All the time. We're talking about sowing seeds. I remember one experience. So let me share an experience with you guys. I remember one time sowing a seed. I think I was fellowshipping with Maranatha. And we were up at the Hilton. Sometimes we might end up sowing seeds. And if we weren't led to sow that seed, it does not come back. But then there are times when you do sow seeds, like Carla did, because she was led to do so. If the Holy Spirit leads you to do so, then do it. We're not talking about pain tides, guys. Sowing seeds are totally different. It's even different from the offering. A sowing of a seed, you can sow a seed into somebody's life. Yes? Agreed? No? You don't agree? Well, then call in and let me know. But, I mean, you can't call in now, though. Yeah, I see the phone lines. The phone lines have been going from since we opened up the phone lines this morning. But, yeah. It's been like that. We've got your morning vitamin coming up. We've got tea time coming up at 7:15. Your morning vitamin at 7:30. It's your voice, the Christian perspective. We've got your financial tip, courtesy Tattle, coming up at 8:20. Got a power-packed morning for you on this beautiful Monday. It's a rainy one on the outside. Rainy, rainy one on the outside. Nice weather we're having. Lots of thunder and lightning over the the night into morning. But I slept like a baby. I did. I'm sorry you guys have to wake up and shake up everybody. Wake up and shake up. Get out to work this morning. Good morning to all my doctors and nurses. Good morning to my friends in the Port of Spain general area. Wow. A matter of a couple weeks, we've had over 100 and something cases. Yeah, over 200 cases of COVID-19. Some imported, some local. Yeah. But we're going to take a break after this and come right back with some more on the sky. 6:45. We're going to continue to walk in our season. And know that during this time that God is going to take care of you. I have to encourage myself as I encourage you.
Because you're in covenant relationship.
Continue to draw close to the Lord. God is going to take care of his people. As he did during the first wave, he will do it during the second wave. Sometimes when things are, everything is going wrong around you, we don't know how to see the bright light at the end of the tunnel. But continue to walk in faith. Walking in faith means we're putting our trust in God. We don't give it to him and then take it back, all right? Grace. So you can stay here with me for your voice, the Christian perspective. Yeah. All right, so I should be able to hear you guys now. Hello, good morning. Thank you so much.
Abraham is the God of faith. Abraham, Isaac, God fire to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And when Isaac saw Abraham saw speed, Isaac saw speed. And in 1 year, he reached 100 reward. Them of your satellites and satellites was back. And the stop.
All righty. 625-2759, the phone lines are up and are working now. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Kalaji.
Good morning, finally.
Yes, finally, it's working.
The question this morning I'm asking inside your voice, the Christian perspective, is I'm asking you, do you really believe in sowing seeds? Have you ever sown a seed and reaped?
Of course.
Go ahead and so share with us.
So in seeds, come with immediate effect, or it has come after a little while. You're sowing a seed for the church, you're sowing a seed for somebody. Color the other day, I saw a seed, right? And it was, let them purchase sow a seed. I think it was a $10. I'm telling you, $10.
Really? That small?
I am telling you, just $10 and God said to sow the seed. Don't put it over there. I want the tenants to put it in offering, you know, or just for evangelism, and I just, and what? I'm going to sow the seed. As I put that in the basket, I another line. Pastor wife come dressed us and her man envelope. Rich, this is a gift from the church, you know, for helping me outside, all the doctors and things, you know. That's a gift from the church. Bam, $500.
From $10 to $500.
From $10. Wow. So I said, Lord, what are we doing over here, right? Carla, it had one other time I sow seed again, immediate effect, $500 again. But wow. I feel like I want to give it a rest because I might want to expect something next time now. So I don't want that to happen to me now, you know?
Yeah.
But all the sowing seeds,
we know what, another question I wanted to ask you guys. Do you always expect that when you sow a seed, you will get a reward? And if so, what happened if when you sow the seed, you don't get a reward? What then? What then?
I'll give somebody a selection to answer.
Not a problem. Thank you so much for calling, Richard.
One thing. I can't wait to watch Trouble Here Thursday. It has something troubling me, and as a Christian, I want to share it with my brothers and sisters.
Not a problem.
I can share it now.
No, leave it for what trouble you Thursday.
All right, then.
Yeah?
Yeah, later. I will send a message on WhatsApp and tell you with it.
Yes. Hello, good morning.
I'm the top of the...
Alrighty, 625-2759. Jean. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. Blessings, Carla. Blessings, Trinidad and Tobago.
Morning.
Alright, you see, I think if somebody wants to sow a seed, let them sow what they have in their pocket to sow.
Mm-hmm.
You don't tell somebody, sow 200, sow 100.
Because
you don't know what that person has. When you do it like that, that is a business, because you know how much money you want.
Correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know the person. So sometimes may have demanded $10, because look, I plant some same. Mm-hmm. I sowed 3 seeds and 1 catch.
Wow.
I flying out of it already.
Yeah.
So let the person sow what they have a heart to sow. Don't tell somebody what to sow.
Don't tell somebody, well, sow a seed of 200 or sow a seed of 500 or sow a seed of $1,000 or $5,000. Yeah. Yeah.
Because that become a business. That's not God work.
Yeah.
Right? So blessings and more blessings to you, my darling.
Thank you, my darling. I will give you a call soon.
Yes.
Love you.
Love you.
I'm worried. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, morning.
Good morning, Carla. This is Joanne.
Hi.
I am calling to wish my Auntie Alice happy birthday today.
Nice.
Coming from Aaron, myself, Anne Marie, Cannon, and all the rest of the family.
Yes.
And I am saying good morning to the Sky family. Mr. Marava, and all the others.
Yes.
As you also.
Yes, my darling.
And my great stepfather.
Mr. Santa Cruz. Joe, what song you want me to play for her?
Okay, play anything you wish.
All right, darling.
Play for her.
All righty, okay. Drinking from my saucer coming up.
All the best to everybody.
All righty.
Okay.
Bye bye. Hello, good morning.
A very good morning to you, sir. A very good morning to you, Karacha.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm mighty fine.
Wonderful.
How do you do?
I am all right.
Praise be to God. A very good morning as well to all the brothers and Sky family and their families as well.
Mm-hmm.
May God bless us all and very special blessing to the twin sisters of David. I heard your question.
Very good.
I sow seeds all the time.
Oh, well, I know that.
Big seed.
Small seed.
Medium-sized seed and small seed. All the time. Whenever the Spirit of God leads me to sow seed, I sow seed.
That I know.
And as I say, if it's a big seed, I sow a big seed. And if it's a medium-sized seed, I sow a medium-sized seed. Small seed. Once the Spirit of God leads me to sow seed into someone's life, I certainly will do that. And I do it all the time. And I do it without expecting any reward.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, invariably, I receive rewards. Invariably.
And
I do not do it with the expectation of receiving rewards. But I do receive rewards. Sometimes 10 times as much, sometimes 50 times as much, sometimes 100 times as much. So if I saw a seed of $1,000, sometimes I get $100,000. But I didn't say $1,000 with expectation again or not $1,000.
Right.
But I do it all the time. All the time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for contributing.
Have a very pleasant and fulfilled day.
Blessings
and
to you.
As always, I'm with you throughout your show.
Bless.
Oh, by the way, was that Wendy and who spoke a short while ago?
Joanne. That's Joanne.
Who?
Joanne, your stepdaughter.
Oh, Joanne, there. Yeah. it is the daughter.
Yes.
Yeah, hi, John. I owe John a call. Oh, gosh. I always procrastinating. I can't call John as well. There are so many calls I have to return. Oh, one after the next. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Anyway, later.
Yes, later. Enjoy yours. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Just about 5 minutes before the hour. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Carla G.
Good morning. You're up and early.
Yeah, but I want to say something, you know, explanation, because truly I'm a real teacher. Now, a lot of people learn. I'm a lecturer and teacher at churches. And I hear other people saying seed is money. Seed is not money, you know. Seed is anything that you offer in good heart and giving. In other words, and the Bible says, cast your bread upon the waters, it shall be Ecclesiastic.
Yeah.
It shall return to you after many days.
Right.
Why the church is saying seed is money? Because you could sow seed of discord.
Mm.
You could sow seed of envy, seed of jealousy, seed of hatred. So in other words, what a man sows is that is what he reaps. And sowing means planting.
Mm-hmm.
If you plant criminality in your child, or you start to train a child to sell cocaine as you selling cocaine, all of that is seed. You understand me?
Yeah.
So then this is what we have to be very careful in saying, sow a seed. When you give $1,000, you'll get five. That is not true.
Hmm.
You know, people have to understand. Read it in Matthew. They say some, the plant seed, some fall on stony ground. The birds eat some and water needs some. So if you're sowing seed, I want people to plant $1,000 in the ground and see if it will grow. But if you plant a corn seed, it will grow.
Yeah.
But your money will go. So we have to be very careful. I tell you that the church is misleading people for their own common ground. That is why 2 Timothy says that if you seek the office, you seek the office of a bishop, you seek a good thing.
Right.
But you must be the husband of one wife. You mustn't be a filthy lucre and a thing.
Wow.
You're telling people, give money. You could give all the money you want. Again, is according to the will of God your blessing. He say, God say he bless you abundantly according to his will and according to what you store up in the stores. What is storing you? So good love, kindness. You go down the road and sometimes you give a old person, a old lady, a old man a drop and you won't believe how you'll be blessed for the day. That is a seed you sow there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so people getting tied up. Money can't buy nothing. But it say money answered all things, but it's still money can't buy health. All these seed you want to sow, you're sick in the hospital. If somebody had to come and pray for you, a good seed had to sow you, Lord, deliver this person and guide them. And
amen.
So, like that, it's a good question and answer, but people need a lot of teaching.
You would regarding that. Thank you so much, Mr. Laramain. Thank you so much for calling and contributing this morning. 625-2759, 624-7729. It's your voice, the Christian perspective. I'm going to take your calls inside the next hour. I'm asking you the questions. Do you really believe sowing of seeds brings great rewards? Would God be very angry if you did not donate and punish us? Do you see the church as a spiritual entity, or has the church now become a business? Stick and stay here with me. Your voice, the Christian perspective.
Sky 99.5 FM.
625-2759, 624-7729. Those are the numbers to call to get on the inside. I do apologize. In the beginning of our first hour, we had a little bit of problems with our lines. But yes, we're back up and running. Hello, good morning.
I found myself.
Okay. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, morning.
Yes, good morning. Not really a first-time caller, but I called a couple times already.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy who spoke a while ago, he took a lot of things out of my mouth when I was going to say it. So
the young guy? The younger guy? Yeah, okay.
Right. And I want to... I hope you'll get vexed with me.
Mm-hmm.
That lady that...
Mm-hmm.
We have to be careful in the things that we are doing, because remember, the continent is Christian also as a Christian Christian too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this lady, she ain't talking so because she wants to talk so.
Mm-hmm.
It must be a reason if she's born so, or if probably she was ill or something that brought her to that.
All right, I do apologize. Would have lost that one as well. And I didn't get vexed with you for that, but I have to follow certain guidelines. So I do hope you respect that as well. Yes, Miss Border, good morning.
Yes, and good morning, Miss Harlow.
Morning, like I have to start screening calls now. Because, like,
it's a nice, rainy, wet Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, back to sowing seeds.
Back to sowing seeds.
It used to be, it was more genuine before, meaning sow a seed in the church. Now, I don't even be worried about the church business. I will sow a seed in something or somebody. You know, I will bless somebody with something or do something good for somebody. That will be my contribution of my giving back to God. Because at the end of the day, the money, if we're talking physically, the money not really going to God himself. You know, the money is going to the church to finance the church or whatever, the pay workers or whatever the case is. Buy toiletries, fix up paint, buy curtains, make sure the pastor has things to eat. You know, nothing wrong with that. That's a certain percentage, but the physical money really not going to him.
Mm-hmm.
It's our deeds as we make representation as his disciples who are trying to follow his son Jesus Christ's teachings. We will be making representation on his behalf. So, you know, I will do on a regular basis kind things. I will fast, pray. That is my contribution as sowing a seed within myself. I would pray, fast, bless somebody with something, do something kind for somebody, something that I wouldn't do out. And I would say, Lord, within myself, this is for you. This is a contribution to my place in heaven. And that is how I do it. It works for me because my blessing has come.
Amen.
Okay, so you guys have a good day.
Thank you, my darling. Blessings.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right, so my WhatsApp is down, but my phone lines are working now. 625-2759 and 624-7729. I want to caution callers that if you have something or you have some grouse with something that you don't like, don't call and disrupt the program. It's better to say, Carlogy, I'd like to talk to you off air rather than say it on air. Because kind of deviate from the topic. A lot of things y'all don't know, and y'all just sit back and y'all judge based on. Gene sometimes gives good contribution, but there are times when she's a little shaky. So when that time comes, and I know when it comes, I can't, because I mean, she does contribute to topics sometimes, but I have to follow guidelines and protocols when it comes to the program. Yeah, so I hope you guys understand. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Miss Carlogy.
Morning.
Calling from Lubbery.
Hi, Lubbery.
How are you this day?
I'm trying to be good.
You'll be good. concerning sowing seed, I don't believe in sowing seed.
Tell me why.
According to God's word, God responds only to his word.
Mm-hmm.
God said he loves a cheerful giver.
Right.
It also said give, and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom.
Yeah.
Right? So God only speak about giving. When I talk about sowing, as Mr. Laramie said, that there was a parable of the sower and the seed.
Right.
Right? And God responds only to his word. Right? If you give sparingly, you will receive sparingly. If you give bountifully, you would give bountifully. Right? And some preachers talk about sowing a seed to meet your need. It is not scriptural. It is not according to the word of God.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Yeah. So what I believe, God responds only to what his word says.
Right.
And not what we may say or what we may think. That is the way God operates. I give my lot.
Yes.
And I should receive a lot.
Amen to that.
I remember just recently, I have a vehicle and I shut down on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, it happens to call the mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I had any financial, I wasn't in a financial position at the time.
Right.
A brother in the shop. What happened, boy? The car shut down, boy. About a half an hour, I don't know, he went and he come back.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me some dollars in my pocket, gone by the mechanic, give my mechanic a sticker, and that was that.
Wow.
You understand? So when you give, I mean, you would expect to receive, but you're not given.
So you wouldn't view that as your brethren, your friend giving you, as that was a seed that he sowed, you don't think so? No?
Yeah, well, we call it. Yeah, that's what they say, so I see it.
Yeah.
But the point is, God believes in giving.
Yeah.
He never mentioned anything about sowing seed to make any that pastors and preachers teach.
All right.
But it's not, but that's not scriptural.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, caller. Blessings.
You have a great day.
You too. Hello, good morning.
Yes. Morning.
Morning.
Hi. I'm on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air. You're live,
okay.
Love.
Okay.
Finally.
Finally, I was like, what I do? I didn't do
anything. No, you didn't do anything. I didn't do something in studio, so that's why. I don't know why the first two calls came in, and then after that, that was it.
Okay. All right, darling. All right. My contribution, I love the topic this morning.
Beautiful.
And as for the last gentleman who spoke here, mm-hmm. I'm in agreement with him. Carla, I don't know. There's no any scriptures that God talks about sowing a seed.
Okay.
If there is, I would like to know. Mm-hmm. However, God talks about the tithe, the offering.
Mm-hmm.
He puts scriptures in place. And as gentlemen say, heaven is God's throne, the earth is his footstool.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing God put above himself is his word.
Mm-hmm.
Do not react but to his word. His scripture says, he wish above all that you prosper
mm-hmm.
and be in good health, but mm-hmm. there's a condition, even as your soul prosper. So you could quote-unquote sow all the seed you want, and your soul is not in right standing with God,
mm-hmm.
nothing is happening. However, there are times on an individual basis, the Holy Ghost might whisper in your collar, I want you to do X, Y, and Z for me. This is for you.
Yeah.
For your breakthrough, for your blessing.
Mm-hmm.
But he also says, the lilies of the field, the birds of the air, in all their in Solomon's glory and beauty, they were not as gorgeous and beautiful as the flowers of the air, the lilies of the field. God take care of his own. He's Jehovah Jireh.
Right.
So many times, and when you look at it, when you sow seed, who pocket getting fat, Carla? Let's be real. Who pockets are getting fat? Who is the ones that have the lead jets and the 3 and 4 houses and the cars and so on? But you, the Christian, can't pay your light bill. But you're sowing seed. You're giving it, right? You give. He said, when you give, it's going to come back to you.
Press down, yeah.
Pressed down, shaken together.
Right.
People need to know God's word. God will not move but on his word.
Yeah.
You can get up and sow all day sowing seeds. It is not scriptural.
Yeah.
You understand? And I learned that, okay, and since I learned that, I don't go and start sowing seed because God is moving upon what? No, if I'm going to give, if God commissioned me to bless someone, fine. God is no man's debtor.
Right.
So he's going to give you back.
Right.
But you can't go and sow a seed for a house. That's what the scripture says.
Wow.
You can't sow a seed for house and for car, for land, boat, yacht. It's not scriptural.
But the lady that was on last week said she sowed a seed and she got a house.
Remember all what she said? She talked about the Holy Spirit spoke to her.
Right, yes. I'm glad you remember that part. That's what I said earlier on in the first hour.
Key point. Spoke to her.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever he told her, she moved on his word and
right.
she was blessed.
Right. Right.
You understand me?
Gotcha.
It's not she didn't go sow no seed just and boom house something came.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Obeyed God's word.
Yeah.
We have to understand that, my darling.
Yeah.
How much of us sick? We're sick in our bodies with diabetes, this, that. Our soul is not right before God. And that's we need to be little. He wants us to be in good health and he wants us to be prosperous. He says seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his way of doing things. And everything has to be added on to us. You think it's hard for God to give you a house, a car, land, whatever? Seek first the kingdom of God. That is his word.
Amen.
So this sowing seed and being pastors on the pulpit talking about sow seed. Darling, no.
All right.
And if there's a scripture that says, I have to sow a seed to be blessed by God, I would like somebody to tell me.
Please, if there is such a scripture, let us know.
If there's such a scripture.
It's your voice, the Christian's perspective. Thank you so much for contributing this morning.
Sky 99.5 FM.
625-2759-624-7729. Those are the numbers to call to get on the inside. 625-2759 and 624-7729. Hello, good morning, Mr. Laramine.
Yes, you're using your senses and your kindness towards that lady.
Yeah.
And people have to understand, she's a sort of mentally disturbed person.
Yeah.
So even since when Mr. Carr, that time she will cut off. You ain't cutting off because you don't want to hear, you accept everybody on the program.
Yeah.
But you have to know when you try to help her to, you know, because she's gone saying things and over and over and over. So you have to put a limit on her.
Mm-hmm.
This is why.
Yeah.
That's your program there, you know, and you have to manage it. You understand me?
Yeah, well, it's good. Yeah, I've been just put here as a mediator.
You know, but I understand. What is running the program? I used to be watching programs all in the States with people, and they know when to cut you off, and mm-hmm. they know when, you know, and so forth. So people have to understand. You are trying to help that lady.
Yeah.
So God bless you, and you just hold on. You're going to, all kind of people going to call, everybody going to vent and everything, but you are the one now. Have to know how to cool it down. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Laramine. Blessings.
Okay.
Because of love. Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's been a while. I have a call.
It's been a while. Yes, it has.
Carla, you know who this is, right?
I haven't heard this voice for so long. I can't remember who it is.
Monica,
I feel like if you're a first time caller.
Thank you very much. It's been a long time, right?
Yeah, it's been a while.
My contribution. I believe in seed sowing.
Mm-hmm.
God wants to see. He wants you to know your heart. How, you know, how you feel, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's testing us. I know we had a seed sowing in our church, mm-hmm. and one guy took a stack of cement,
mm-hmm.
and shortly after that, his house, he got his own house completed and everything. Now he moved in with his wife and children.
Wow.
Seed sowing is not just finances, that people don't get confused. Seed sowing is whatever you want, your heart desire,
yeah.
to put it at the altar,
yeah.
and let God do his work.
Wow.
And have trust and faith and confidence that you're going to get that, right? I mean, you're doing good. The Bible says do good, right?
Yeah.
You're doing up, you're blessing somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That is additional, but it's not going to guarantee you a spot in heaven.
Yeah.
God wants your heart. Render your heart, not your garments.
Yes.
For deeds, yes? But you have to follow the will.
Yes.
The word of the Lord, right?
Yes, my darling.
That's my contribution.
Thank you so much, Monica.
You're welcome.
Blessings to you. Have a great one. Nice hearing from you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So let me give you a scripture verse. Psalms 126 and verse 6 says, he who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Anybody could explain and expound on that chapter for me? It talks about, and there's also a parable of the sower. On the day that Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea, and great multitudes were gathered together to him, so that he got into a boat and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went out to sow. Trying to get the rest of the chapter here. And he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground. Hello, hello, hello. And yielded a crop. Some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who came. Ay, Dios mío. So it's not that it wasn't scriptural. It is. He who went, he who has ears. You see what the Bible says? He who has ears to hear, let him hear. That's the parable of the sower. So for those of you that didn't know about the parable of the sower, there is a parable in the Bible. It's taken from Matthew 13. Verses 1, read all the way to verses 9. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, dear. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. This is Santa Rosa.
Hi, Santa Rosa.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that scripture does not mean money, you know.
No, dude, I think we've said that, you know. It's not money. I think we established that, yeah.
Yes, well, it means going out and witnessing, telling people the word of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go out and tell them the word of the Lord, they accept Christ.
Yeah.
So when they accept Christ, then you will come back with rejoicing.
Right.
Bringing the sheaves with you. The sheaves would be the people who believe the word and come to Christ.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Santa Rosa. Right. So Santa Rosa is explaining the parable of the sower. Do you agree with her? The one that I read from the sheaves is taken from Psalms 126. I read the parable of the sower from Matthew 13. And no, it does not talk about money. And I, my caller from Pinal says, it doesn't have to be money.
Sky 99.5 FM.
So I'm asking you the questions this morning. It's your voice, the Christian perspective.
We need you to supply. You got this.
And we're asking you the questions this morning.
Now we know.
We're talking about sowing of seeds. Do you really believe sowing of seeds brings great rewards? Would God be very angry if you did not donate and punish you? And do you see the church as a spiritual entity, or has it now become a business?
And we're standing.
I read the parable of the sower. I also read from Psalms 126 and verse 6. So I read Matthew 13 and Psalms 126. I want to hear from you. It's your voice, the Christian perspective. Not my voice, but your voice. So let's hear what you have to say. I know I would have read the parable. I hope you guys would have heard it. For those of you that didn't hear it, let me read it again. On the same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea, and great multitudes were gathered together to him, so that he got into a boat and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Now, a lady called from Sanders, and she said that this was regarding evangelism, right? Some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of the earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. And others fell on good ground and yielded a crop. Some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears to hear, let them hear. So she was stating that this parable was referring to those persons that would go out and sow the seeds of winning souls for Christ. What do you say? It's your voice, the Christian perspective. We're talking about sowing seeds. And one caller has also called, and you can also call and share your testimonies of seeds that you may have sown, whether it was a bag of concrete, $10, $100. My caller from Dago Martin says she doesn't believe in it, really. But if you are led by the Spirit of God to sow such, that is the way that you would reap a reward. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Okay, lost that one. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning to you, Carla.
Good morning, love.
A seed, when I read about this seed, I never thought about giving the church as a seed or sowing a seed. It must sow to reap eternal life,
right?
The seed of Christ.
Right.
Because the Bible said, unless a grain of seed fall on the ground and die, it bears not no fruit.
Right.
And Christ came from the bosom of God, God himself, and he died for us.
Right.
And he's supposed to be the fruit of that seed, which is Jesus Christ.
All right.
That's how I understand it.
Nice.
Alvarina.
Yes, Alvarina.
Love you all.
Love you too.
Santa Cruz. Miss Yvonne Huggins. Miss Job. Miss Allen, Miss Achebel, Ansel, and oh gosh, what is my name? Oh Lord, I can't remember his name. Oh, I can't remember. Oh. Anyway, all these guys,
all,
from A to Z, I love you all.
All right.
I love this station.
All right, my darling, stay blessed.
This station exhort us into the righteousness of God.
Thank you.
Love you, Carl.
Love you, Alvarina. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, my dear Carla G.
Morning, darling. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank God.
Wonderful.
Yes. I wanted to share with the Sky congregation that as a young person,
mm-hmm.
I grew up in church.
Mm-hmm.
I taught in Sunday school.
Nice.
And I was able to, let's say, motivate a lot of young lives.
Yeah.
Towards God and knowing who Jesus is, and I didn't even know the great input that my life was being used for at that time.
Right.
But today, I am much older,
mm-hmm.
and children call me, who are now parents themselves, they call me from abroad and locally and tell me, Miss, you know, your input in my life when I was young is how I am who I am today, and I thank you. I thank you because most of the decisions that I make in my life right now is because of the spiritual upbringing that you gave to us.
So you sowed that seed.
I didn't even know at the time.
Right.
The seed that I was sowing. I look at my children, Carla, and they are all in church work. Heavily involved in church work.
Wow.
I look at my grandchildren. They are serving in the church. And I realize, hear what? God has blessed me. And I would say to anybody, do what God motivates you to do.
Wow.
In the kingdom work. And those seeds that you are sowing, you would see the reaping years after, like myself. In 2 days' time, I will be 72.
Wow.
And I give God thanks and praise for what he has done in my life.
Yeah.
You know?
Thank you.
So we sow the seeds. I said, if farmer, we know we're going to sow and we lose some and some will come, you know?
Yeah.
And we know that there will be weed and there will be wheat. And we
so, Paula, as you're on the air, so you think that this parable has been twisted somehow by folks to get people to sow seeds in the church?
I don't know, Carly. You see, with this human input in God's word, anything could happen.
Wow.
You know, God's word is his word.
Yeah.
And it is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yeah.
But with human input in God's word,
yeah.
You could hear one sermon preached by one person today, and you can hear the same sermon preached by somebody else with a whole different tone.
A whole different spin.
Yes. So, you know, we've got to get in that word,
yeah.
And we've got to get in with a conversation with God,
yeah.
And depend on God to guide us through. Yeah?
Thank you, darling.
Oh, you're quite welcome, my love.
Blessings. Thank you for...
Keep on doing what you're doing, and darling. You're sowing seeds.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
I really am trying. Thank you.
Very good job.
Blessings.
Hang in there.
Thank you.
All right. Have a blessed day.
You too, my love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning again, Carla G.
Good morning.
I'm on my second hour.
Yes, you are.
Now, from the scriptures you read, do not speak specifically of money.
No, it doesn't.
But money cannot be excluded from the equation.
All right, tell us why.
Because anything you do for the kingdom of God takes money.
Yeah.
If you have to feed the hungry, well, then you have to buy groceries.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes money to buy groceries to feed the hungry.
Yeah.
If you have to clothe the naked, well, you got to go buy some clothes to clothe the naked.
Yeah.
And if you have to, and I only mentioning three for now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have to bury the dead,
It takes money to bury a dead nowadays, you know.
Yeah.
Yes. So all these things that you do is in the kingdom of God, burying the dead, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked and all something. Mm-hmm. And it takes money. Yeah. So money cannot be excluded from the equation.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Blessings.
I'll keep running to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Carla. I'm calling from Lahokita.
Yes, Lahokita. I saw the number. Oh. So I know it's you. I saw the 640. I was like, yeah. But I know it's you. So yeah, good morning. I know you're versed. I know you're going to give us an in-depth contribution this morning on the whole idea and concept of sowing seeds.
Okay, right.
Talk to us.
Now, in this parable, Jesus was quoting from Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
Quoted Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he came through the power of God to save sinners and to bring clarification to all that relates to eternal salvation.
Right.
Now, he gave the parable of the different soils on which the seed fell.
Right.
But look at, he said, he that has an ear to hear, let him hear.
Mm-hmm.
So the seed, really, the soil into which the seed is sown is your heart.
Wow.
The type of heart you have to respond to what the Holy Spirit put inside of it.
Right.
Because remember, in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve's soil was perfect soil, just come from God.
Mm-hmm.
And he sowed into their hearts what they should do, but he knew the power of choice. You cannot have two identical things,
yeah.
Right? So they were given the choice to choose whether they want to do what God said or they want to do other than what God said. He said, eat of the tree of the of life, eat of all the trees, except the tree of knowledge of good and evil. In the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die.
Yeah.
So the choice was with them, so their heart is the soil into right. which the seed is sown. So that you will make a decision. That's why I say, he that heareth, let him hear what the Spirit said. What the Spirit said. So it's the Spirit of God speaking to the hearts of sinners mm-hmm. to bring them in God's way, because he knew what will happen.
Right.
No. When you go further along in the parable, he said, verse 17 of Matthew, verse 37, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. So it is not sowing seed into a church to give money to help this. No. Christ was speaking of eternal salvation. Yes. You have to use money. Say, remember, the poor you always have among you.
Mm-hmm.
Like when the woman came and washed his feet with the alabaster box of ointment, he said, the poor you have always with you, but you don't have me with you.
Right.
He was poor. He wasn't rich. He became poor for our sake, that we may become rich. So the seed is the word of God. And the soil into which it is sown is the type of heart we have.
Wow.
To receive or to not receive.
Wow.
But that is the whole crux of this matter. And he further said, he that soweth the seed is the Son of Man. Verse 37. He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. So he, Jesus, came. He brought light. He said, so long I have been with you and you have not seen the Father. He came to reveal the Father. And when he, before he left, he said, another comforter will come. He will guide you into all truth. The Holy Spirit will take what Jesus did on Calvary and magnify it to our hearts. And it's depending on how we receive it, that we will bear fruit, or the devil will be able to take it away if we discard it, or it will be among stony ground, and we will let the difficulties of life hinder us from God's kingdom.
Hmm.
But it's not sowing seeds into an organization, or you sow a dollar and you get $50. No, it's not that. It is the character of God that he wants to renew in us, that we will have bear the fruits now. When that seed is sown in us and our hearts respond well, we will bear the fruits of the Spirit, as Galatians tell us.
All righty. Thank you so much, Lahokita.
Okay, well.
Blessings. Wow. It is your heart. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. This is Psychology.
Good morning.
And Mr. Lahokita did a good job of trying to explain this whole scenario.
Mm-hmm. You know?
When Christ would have been evangelizing, there would have been those who tried to trap him, and they asked about tax collection at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the scripture mentioned where he said, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar, and unto the Lord that which is the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So So, and there are a lot of persons that will come and they'll speak about these different things. They'll talk about the sowing into self and sowing into the ministry.
Right.
And I think with the modernizing the scriptures, persons have taken advantage to utilize this as an excuse to bring in money and come.
Hmm.
And this idea of prosperity gospel and prosperity preaching, and sometimes they don't even preach the word of the Lord. They speak about prosperity. But Christ is not an investment bank and system where you put in money to gain.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? The only thing that you gain is salvation through faith and salvation through Christ saving us from our sins. Yeah? And that's the profit that we should aim for, that material gain. Now, he has the power and the ability to bless us with most things. Yeah? First, he'll bless us with life, he'll bless us with good health, and stuff will come, you know, So, but this idea of having to sow seed into this ministry and you get X amount of money back and all this thing, that is actually a deterrent for most people.
Wow.
One of the greatest deterrents is that you have this separation and segregation where you have this line for this thousands of dollars.
And if you're not in
that line, some people feel bad. So people go out of the way and overstretch their hand. Because it's a puppy show within the church itself. Because you want to be seen going up to the altar to give you $1,000 envelope. The person with the $10 might be the person who's giving more and might be the one that's closer to God, because they're giving what they can give, and they're probably living in the way that is pleasing to the Lord, not necessarily because they don't have.
Right.
And that's what I think we starting to kind of pappy show the whole scenario.
Wow.
And we losing the plot.
Yeah.
So that's my contribution with respect to this. If you just give me sidetrack 2 seconds, I'm not sure if somebody called before, but I like just wish Malvina Edwards, lovingly called Olive, my great aunt, the happiest of birthday today.
Oh.
87 years old.
87. Wow.
Let me tell you, the women in this family are long livers.
Yeah. Very for long-lived. Real.
And as I promised her, I told her, just like I held on to her sister, I'm holding on tight to her curtail. She can't get rid of me. So I hope she has a wonderful day today.
All righty.
Thank you so much, Auntie.
Thank you. Blessings to you. Mommy Olive, happy birthday to you once again. One call. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Carla. How are you?
I am blessed. I'm trying to be good.
Don't try, just be.
Just be good.
Yes. Good morning to you and good morning to Sky's family and all of Trinidad and Tobago.
Nice.
Is it okay if I read some scripture? This is for you considering your topic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's in Luke 8:5. A farmer went out to sow his seed.
Mm-hmm.
As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. It was trampled on, and the birds ate it up.
Right.
Luke 8:11. This is the meaning, sorry. But the seed of a good soil stands for those with a noble good heart, who hear the word, retain it, and by preserving produce a crop.
Right.
Remember, whoever sows sparingly will reap
sparingly,
and whoever sows generously will also reap generously.
And this is taken from Luke what?
I'm continuing reading scriptures without calling.
Okay.
From, but the last one was in 2 Corinthians 9:6.
Right.
There's another one in particular. But what I would like to contribute is that God will stand. And he says, whoever sows, he will reap. So it's not only in money, but we are called, even we as Christians or unbelievers as well. Every day we sow into our lives and other people's lives.
Wow.
Whether it be money, whether it be whatever. It's a life God has called us into.
Wow.
So it's not just money. And what is the motive of our heart? Whether it be someone asking of it, you know, God judges the motive of our heart, and his word is a set principle throughout the earth. It doesn't matter who it is. We are sowing seeds every day.
Wow. Beautifully said.
And we're going to reap whatever we sow.
Amen.
Yeah,
I love it. I love how the scripture says, if you sow sparingly, you will reap sparingly. If you sow generously, you will reap generously. Thank you so much, my darling caller. We have to go to news now.
Blessing.
What's your name, by the way?
Just a sister in Christ.
All right. from the east. So I'll call you my east side lady.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Sky 99.5 FM. Lift up my
head when I'm about to... That's right. So I can't keep you guys waiting because you guys, as news was finished, you guys have started calling. And I welcome all your calls and contributions inside this third and final hour here with me, your voice, the Christian Perspective, Lady Carla G in your company. Lady G in your company. Taking you all the way up to 9 in the a.m. this morning. Following that, Lyndon Mahorn steps up at the top of the hour. But I'm asking the questions inside your voice, the Christian Perspective. I take your calls now. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Carla.
Good morning, love. How are you going?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm trying to be good.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was all right.
Praise the Lord. First of all, I want to say happy birthday to Mother Olive. I think I heard someone call and say today's a birthday.
Yes, it is.
Oh, bad boys. Well, so Mother Olive, if you're listening, I want to wish you all the best. And may you live to see many, many, many more birthdays by the grace and mercy of God. Now, Carla.
Yes, love.
It's some years I haven't read the Bible.
Yeah.
Because of my sight.
Right.
But I always have this stuck in the back of my head, as you people would say.
Mm-hmm.
Where the question was asked, can a man rob God?
Mm-hmm.
In Malachi.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, in your tithes and offering.
Mm.
I never heard nothing about, well, it's from the pastors and other people I hear about this sower seed to meet your need and all this kind of a thing.
Mm.
And I believe
sower seed to meet your need
in giving my tithes and offering.
Yes.
When I get my pension, I take out whatever I have to take out for the church.
Amen.
If there is anybody in the church or in other churches that is in need and they say, well, donate or contribute,
mm-hmm.
and I can do so, I will do so.
Right.
But I make it my duty every month for them to take out the tithes and offering.
Right.
And I am believing nothing else. This sow a seed to meet your need, and if you sow a seed, you will this and you will that. I believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So you have a blessed day, and good morning to all my Sky families, and a nice day to you, Carla, and get home safely.
Thank you, darling. I will. Bye-bye. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm all right, Carla. This is Vero.
Hi, Vero. How are you doing this morning? How's Mayara looking?
Very rainy. This one wants to come out a little bit, but it's really... Wet.
Did you all experience the lightning and thunder last night?
Yes.
Oh, wow, it was all over then. Okay.
Yeah. Carla, I just want to say hi to the Sky family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so long I'm trying to get you with your questions, mm-hmm. and things that you asked just now. I believe in tithes and offering. I believe in sowing a seed too, you know. Because so when you sow a seed, you're sowing it from your heart. You have to sow the seed from your heart. Don't do it just because.
Mm.
You know, some churches that sell you,
so you see, to meet your need.
In your need, according to the lady just now there.
Mm-hmm.
So, madam, they're putting it to you that you have to sow the seed. It's from your, supposed to be from your heart, Carla.
Wow, somebody spoke of the heart earlier on.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it with God's grace.
And it doesn't have to be money.
You understand, Carla?
Yeah.
This morning, you know, I listened to the subject. And there's somebody there who spoke, and it was really, really stunning.
Wow.
Yes.
That would be the guy from La Hoqueta, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you're sowing seed, it's not like you're doing that because somebody tell you, or somebody watching you to do it from your heart.
Yeah.
And I believe in tithes and offering. Tithes and offering, you do what you have to do, and God will bless.
Amen to that.
Yes, Carla. So just reach home to safe to your family and bye.
Bye bye. Thank you. Very troubling. 625-2759 and 624-7729. Those are the numbers to call to get on the inside. It's your voice. Christian perspective. All right. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
All right. That's good to hear.
Yeah, I was listening to the Christian perspective.
Yes.
Of tithes and offerings and things. Yeah, well, I what is the scripture on that? And I can't bring all the tithes into the house.
Well, we gave a few. I gave a scripture. A couple of people gave scriptures this morning on sowing seeds and so on. So,
you know what? There's a scripture that says to bring the tithes and the.
Yeah, but we're not talking about tithes today. We're only talking about sowing of seeds. Do you really believe sowing of seeds bring great rewards?
I think it's up to you.
Yeah,
if
all right.
Say, well, okay, I'm going to sow a seed because I'm giving it as an offering to God because, you know, I'm in need or my first fruits, you know, like sometimes you receive something from someone, like a gift or something of money, and you say, well, okay, Lord, well, this is part of what I received. This is what I'm going to give to you, you know. But sowing seeds to meet your need, yes, I think that is okay. I think that is okay with the Lord because he sees your heart.
Yeah.
He sees your heart. Well, why are you doing it, you know? And what's the reason you're doing it for and that kind of thing. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think anything is wrong with that, you know. And sometimes you're giving, sometimes you're sowing into a certain something that he wants done.
Right.
And, you know, you reap your harvest when, you know, when it, you know, when it, when you have done your part, you reap your harvest. So
yeah,
that's my little
contribution.
Yeah,
thank you so much. Thank you so much, Miss H.
You take care.
Blessings.
Have a safe journey home. It's raining in San Fernando. So.
Thank you. Oh, wonderful. Stay in and stay dry.
Well, yeah, I have no. Well, we can't go anywhere again.
Yeah.
Again.
It's more or less, we're locked down again. Yeah. So.
Okay, you take care.
Alrighty, bye-bye.
Family, everyone, Nongsos and their family and everyone, blessings
to you.
Bye-bye.
So, yeah, and speaking of the lockdown, we're going to talk about that on Wednesday. Of course, you're hearing all the different conspiracy theories. There was a person, there was an act of violence against on the Ministry of Health building. A stone was thrown into the window. Of course, some person sprayed painted on that building, and it was the person had groused with the handling of the coronavirus. And now we see it has gotten here. It's on the television, so I can't mention it. The person spray painted on the Guardian building now about no mandatory mask. I think it was written up, no mandatory mask, no more lockdown, and COVID isn't real. So we're going to talk about that on Wednesday. Your voice, the Christian perspective. What is really going on? This place is getting different. But I really want to center it around the whole idea of the mandatory mask. And I remember the Prime Minister mentioning that legislation was going to be passed in the Parliament. If you're not wearing a mask, you can't be fined. So we're going to talk about that. So much more inside your voice, the Christian perspective. That's on Wednesday, that is. Wednesday, please the Lord, because Wednesday doesn't belong to me, you know.
Yeah.
Hello, good morning. If God wills.
Good morning. Sister Carlos.
Good morning, sir. How are you going?
I'm fine, thank you. Moved to call this morning based on the topic that you are speaking on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we consider the scriptures according to the King James Version, St. Luke chapter 8, verse 11,
mm-hmm.
in relation to the parable of what the seed is,
mm-hmm.
the answer there says that the seed is the word of God.
Right.
And when we understand that the seed is the word of God, you know, we have this erroneous doctrine of the prosperity gospel that is now being perpetuated against the people.
Yeah.
And a lot of people choose to make merchandise of men, so they teach you about sowing a seed.
But if we understand that the Bible says that the seed is the word of God, if we look in the book of Acts chapter 8 from verse 26, there's a story there about Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch.
Right.
And when the Ethiopian eunuch was coming back from Jerusalem after he went up to keep Passover, when Philip was told by the Spirit to join himself to him, Philip went and he was reading Isaiah. And Philip asked him, understand this word or read it? And his response was, how can I accept there's a man to guide me?
Mm-hmm.
And Philip was asked to join him on the chariot, and he started to sow into him what the word of God is, because it is said the seed is the word. And when Philip sowed the word into him, the scripture continued going on to up to about verse 46, where it says that the Ethiopian eunuch saw water, and he says, well, look, there's water. What hindereth thou me from being baptized? And the word of God said that both Philip and the eunuch came off of the chariot, entered into the water, and he baptized him. You see, the Bible says the word, the seed is the word. This doctrine that seed is money, and if you sow, you will receive. The word of God says, I wish above all things that you prosper as your soul prosper.
Wow.
Now, in order for us, for our soul to prosper, we must first accept Christ as Lord and Savior of our life. And if we accept Christ in baptism and so on, the word of God continues to tell us that God will bless us. You see, there are scriptures that tell us, if riches increase, set not your heart upon it.
Right.
But yet there's a doctrine today that people believe that, hey, I need to sow. Now, if you are saying that the God of the Bible, there are many gods mentioned in the Bible, but I'm talking about the God of the Bible.
Yeah.
If the God of the Bible is a God who operates according to partiality, so if you sow, I will bless you. And if you ain't sow, as much as the other person, I wouldn't bless you.
Yeah.
Something wrong with that doctrine.
And that's been perpetuated in the church, in a handful of churches. I wouldn't say all.
I'm not saying all. But you see, what we need to be mindful of is, I am happy for this opportunity, because this topic that you have raised, a lot of people are going away with the idea about this money that they are asked to bring in it will cause them to receive blessing.
Yeah.
God doesn't operate that way. He causes his rain to fall on the good and the bad, and the sun to shine on the just and the unjust.
Wow.
And that's what the word of God has set us.
Wow.
So I am truly happy this morning for what you have raised, because it is time for us to see the word of God for what the word of God is and not what we want it to be. So that in Luke 8, it says the parable. And when he spoke in parable, he said, this is the understanding of the parable.
Yeah.
The seed is the word of God. He didn't say the seed is the word of God plus this, plus that, plus the other. It says it is the word of God. When we speak a word into somebody's life and cause them to accept Christ, we would have sown a seed into their life, not the money. The money has its part to play in the world. Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, but unto God the things that are God. And I'm thankful again for the opportunity. And I pray that people will really go and deal with what the word of God say and not what man may tell them. Because a lot of men spin the word of God to make merchandise off of men. Have a blessed day.
Thank you so much, caller. I didn't get your name, though.
Same Wendell from Central.
Hi, Wendell from Central. Thank you so much, Wendell. Wonderful. Listen. You guys have made my morning hearing all these new voices. It's been refreshing this Monday to hear a mix of the new voices and the regular callers. So it's been nice, a nice balance this morning, man. God is good. I'm thankful. I'm thankful on this Monday. I'm motivated to be good this Monday. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Chase Village.
Hi, Chase Village. How are you doing?
Not too bad, by God's grace.
Wonderful.
The sewer is actually a minister. Mm-hmm. The first minister of the Christian era being Christ, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So the sewer is a minister. The seed, obviously, is, well, as persons have said, the truth. The soil are minds, parts of people. And the fruits that would be sprung from it are characteristics of righteousness, which are the fruits of the Spirit. The harvest are actually persons who are converted or maintain their conversion unto death. and Christ is going to have, is going to reap in that harvest in the future. It really doesn't mean anything about money.
Or sowing, or like giving somebody. So you're kind of, you're echoing the same sentiments as Santa Rosa then, more or less.
Yeah, more or less. It doesn't refer to giving people money or sowing, putting money in. That is just part of the process. That's what he said there, didn't mean that. He said that he spoke about there are other areas of the New Testament that refers to putting, paying your tithes. That's just part of the process. But the emphasis is really obeying God's will, the word of God.
Yeah.
That is the high point of it. Putting the money is just part of the process.
Gotcha.
So the emphasis there is that, the high point is that, and the harvest will be the people if they maintain that conversion unto death.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Blessings. Thank you for your contribution. Always a pleasure. Going to take a short break and come right back with some more on the sky. He brings the sun out. I'm going to enjoy the rain today, though.
Sky 99.5 FM.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, Carla. Me again.
Hi,
morning. The scripture that I really wanted to get was Galatians 6, 7, 8, which reads, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man soweth, that shall he reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall reap from the flesh corruption. But soweth to the spirit shall reap everlasting life."
Yes.
And to me, it's a general statement. God deals with our hearts.
Yeah.
And it's not just, as you say, it's not just money. It's really a life.
Mm-hmm.
If we really look at God himself, everything he gives is, it's just his nature. And we, too, should be, if we are connected with him, should be the same. It should be something that is natural. Nobody has to be prompting you or, forcing your hand, as they would say. It should be something freely.
Yeah.
And those who are led by the Spirit of God will, we will do what is right. So every day we are, as I said before, every day we are sowing and we are reaping. We are sowing into people's lives.
Yeah.
And if we are led by God, he will show us, what is needed at the time that is needed, who needs what. If we live our life, according to that principle.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be difficult for some. You'll be able to discern too. He said, "Do not be deceived." So we will be able to discern what is the voice of God. We have the Holy Spirit living in us.
Mm-hmm.
He will guide us to what is truth. And God knows how to deal with those who are leading those astray.
All right. Gotcha.
He is God.
All right. All by himself.
He is God.
He is God. Thank you, darling.
And he is just and true.
Blessings. Thank you for your contribution.
You, you're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you. Blessings. Bye-bye. Hello, good morning.
Good Monday morning.
Good Monday. Good morning, Sunny
Sound.
Morning, sir. How are you doing?
Everything cool. It had some lightning last night.
Yes, it did. It did.
After midnight and stuff like that.
Yes.
It thunder rolled, but it wasn't heavy thunder, but the lightning. Light up the skies.
Yeah, boy. Even the leader's morning when I was coming out.
Family. Yeah, well, here now. Let me show you a form.
Yeah.
Jesus said, maybe a little widow who just gave a little mite when people were given in abundance. She gave from her heart. So
right.
I think the attitude, God, what is your attitude? How you give?
Yeah.
It can be small and God will bless you abundantly. But what happened, I think, churches say they abuse this giving and weeping. Eh? You see, they put it in a way that if you don't, they kind of frighten the people that if they don't give God, they will bless them. They don't work like that. You know, you give what you have, but they tell you they demand what they want, and some of these churches get millionaire, they get big churches, they get billionaire by people giving big, they base the scripture. You know what these evangelists like, all of a sudden they, when he demise, his thing is give and it shall be given unto you and sowing and weeping and all these other things. But he abuse it, because just before his demise, Robert car was in financial debt, you know.
Wow.
Some evangelists are saying they abuse this thing, and we in local people here pick it up. We just feel that everything is given, 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 given. But I never hear them say, go and tell the hospital, for your time, go and see Paul, visit the sick, visit the prisons, all that is storing and weeping, but they're based on just money.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where, I think, that is where, yeah, enough, any people have to give account to the Lord for this, you know, they abuse it.
Yeah.
They abuse the
scripture, they twisted it. Yeah, so they twisted
however,
it.
However, God watches what you give from your heart, like little a widow.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So look, my wife want to say a thing.
Go ahead. She want to say
a
thing.
Good morning, Carly
G. Good morning, darling.
And to the Sky family.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think there's a scripture, I think it's in Genesis, that as long as the earth remains, there'll be what? Seed time. And if anybody who hear me,
mm-hmm.
Well, I can't remember the scripture really, but as you said, but I know it's in Genesis, as long as the earth remains, there should be seed time and harvest time. You know?
Yeah.
And okay.
Thank you, my darling. Blessings. Blessings. Good hearing from you guys.
Nice.
Bye-bye. Hello, good morning.
Hi, bless you, Carla. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm trying to behave as a good old man.
Well, me too, you know. Yeah.
You're not old. Stop it.
Yeah. My children tell me that all the time. I'm old.
No, but the grace of God have you young, Carla.
Amen to that.
Yes. Yeah. The lady who I spoke before, the gentleman a while ago, I think is Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
I think she makes some sense, very well sense,
mm-hmm.
because we have a lot of modification just as it can also it's spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, God says it's good to give than to receive.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you're going to give away your rent money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because so to the end of the day, it's what the pastor asked for. If you believe that you want to request and you believe in your heart that you have the dollar to
But do you know some people do that though, Mr. McKenzie? I did it once and I remember I paid the price because the pastor asked at the time to sow a seed for her to go to Africa on missions.
Good.
And I sowed a money that I had there to pay a bill. And it's only because she asked, I did it. I was obedient. I did it because, of course, the shepherd asked you to do it. But I was led by the spirit to do it.
Great.
And I ended up in debt with the item.
Yes, we have to be careful. Yeah, we have to be careful, in short. I know the time is close and have a wonderful day, Sky family. Love you.
Love you too.
Bye-bye.
Carla G in your company on Sky 99.5. It's your voice, the Christian perspective. We're asking you the questions this morning. We're talking about sowing seeds. And today is the 17th. Wow, it's the 17th of August. It's almost the middle of August. We have just about a few more days to go with SCA. Of course, you know what would be troubling me on Thursday is this whole SEA thing. I have to put things in place to make sure that Nehemiah and Talia have a car to take them to school and back home. Because that's what the Prime Minister said. He says, make sure and organize transport for your children so that they do not have to. Because the figures are spiraling. It's going up really quickly in a very short space of time. You know, in two twos, by the time before the elections, actually, we saw the figures rising every day. And I was like, what is going on? But it is what it is, and we just have to put things in place now. We see a lockdown today. The beaches are now closed. The rivers are now closed. You know what surprises me, though? It's people flocking to the beaches and the rivers as if to say they will never see the beach or the river again. And putting yourselves at risk. I don't understand. I don't understand putting yourselves at risk. And acting as though you'll never see the beach and the river ever in life. I don't know. What are people thinking, you know? But, you know, God is good. 625-2759 and 624-7729. It's your voice, the Christian perspective. Do you really believe in sowing of seeds? Do you really believe sowing seeds brings great rewards? Would God be very angry with you if you did not sow and punish you? Like sometimes some preachers say that. I actually heard one preacher say, "No, if it was the seed, don't be vexed when God wants say it." And I'm like, so that kind of scares you into giving. Healing.
And you know the money's like Mr. McKenzie says to pay rent, you know. But you're going and pay the rent and then expect to. If you're not led to do it, then don't do it. But your tithes and offering is a different thing. Your tithes and offering, we've discussed it already. You must pay 10% of your increase. Back in the days, they didn't have money, so they would have given 10% of crops and 10% of this and 10% of whatever their increase was. Nowadays, it's money because we earn money. We do, unless you're into agriculture. But long ago, that's how it was done. Whatever your increase was, you gave 10% of that. Or you gave a sacrifice. All these things are like offerings. Sacrifice are offerings. Yeah. It's your voice, the Christian perspective.
Lifting you to a higher level. Sky 99.5 FM.
So just to wrap things up today, I think we have established that God is not going to punish us. As the first caller would have said, we won't be punished. If you choose to live by that principle, then that's all well up to you. That's between you and the Lord. A lot of persons have brought to the forefront regarding the scriptures that we brought to the table this morning, and they've said, and it's related to more or less the sowing of seeds has been related to you sowing souls for the kingdom of heaven. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind, that nobody can make you sow any seeds. If you feel led by God to sow a seed, whether it be, it could be whatever, you know, it doesn't have to be money. If you feel to bless someone like Mr. Santa Cruz, always blessing people, but it's a small seed, you can do so. But don't let anyone force you into it. Carla was led to, that's Carla Beckles, who was on last week for Testimony Tuesday. She was led by God to sow just $100, right? She said, I feel to sow $100. She felt a tugging in her spirit. And that's how she was able to get her house. Of course, everything comes with challenges. So, you know, she had her challenges. Of course, she testified of what God did with that also. That was good seed. And that seed, even though she said, I sow a seed and look at what happened. I lose my house. But guess what? God's promises are true. And he promised to bless her with her home. And he blessed her back with the very said home. And it was quadruple the size that it was before. Lord Jesus. So guys, be led by the Spirit of God today. Mm-mm. As you go out and make your way.
But Jesus,
I'm not going to wrap things up. I'm going to give you some music to motivate you on this Monday. What's the weather looking like? Well, I can't even get a text from you guys because my text board is down at the moment. But God is good. I thank you to all those of you that would have called this morning and really shared and encouraged persons on this topic. We thank you for your contributions. All of you that would have called, the new callers, thank you so much as well. Welcome to the family.
Sky 99.5 FM.